People of Ethiopia, we would merge in your heartland, but cropping the flowers collided with our own men moving north, an army as exemplary as public school. Giggling girls in circles whom electric shocks dislink, are you like trees, unmindful of the rule? Play at croquet in a green swathe cut by choppers, babies chuckle in the grass like tumbled fruit. Cleared. Common ground. From Mesa to Pampas, and ever on the Orient Express, these walls are extinguished by our intimacy, but what is there to say? Attack the dead with chisels for their fillings? Make it time to bring the chairs in from the garden? Having no choice, here we are, aboard endless series of bridges to darken the air of this historic and beleaguered city. Some mimic rainbows in the range offered, others end abruptly like the exposed neighbour to a bombed house. Its upstairs fireplaces, pyjama-striped collage of wallpapers and cramped living, hanging, like ourselves, in air. We're kept snug and amused as TV innards, newsreels, old workmates, repeats and their catchphrases rerun on similar lines below. A moment's aberration, our high-rise projects bite on dust, on the quiet, rubbish burning at the city limits. Panic imagery of earlier, more orderly decades sizzles under the stone. Wipes away dirt like a dream, like crunchy human intimacy in Beirut streets, whence we're saved by the image of justice, mouthing of calm, pills of stone on the tremulous tongue, ancestral piles for a dream-bound new world, saved by the skin of our sleepy teeth.